Hello and welcome to a almost bittersweet episode of the Banter Bus Podcast. I'm AJ.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Ethan.
Let's get this bus rolling. Beautiful day, a beautiful weekend.
True. After the very rainy last week.
And even the beginning of this week, but boy, did it pick up.
Boy, did I get some sunburn.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens when you take your
shirt
off.
You'll look glorious next week, though, Joe.
Yeah, when it all tans over.
Yeah, that's how it works for you.
Right? Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is the Banter Bus Podcast. We have all kinds of show news for you guys.
How about it?
First up. Last episode, we were talking about, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes. This is a big hitter right here.
Mm-hmm. And Liv Schneider sent us the official statement from the National Hot Dog Council.
Which exists.
Okay. Which apparently exists. And says, quote, limiting the hot dog significance by saying it's just a sandwich is like calling the Dalai Lama just a guy. Perhaps at one time its importance could be limited by forcing it into a larger sandwich category, no disrespect to Rubens and others, but that time has passed. We therefore choose to take a cue from a great performer and declare our namesake be a hot dog formerly known as a sandwich.
Yeah, that's straight from the horse's mouth, people.
Yeah. So there you go. National Hot Dog Council.
President right here, Joe Yeager, president of the National Hot Dog Council.
There you go.
I didn't know it existed, and then it had some like weird things with like, oh, you wouldn't have a guy at a baseball game saying get your sandwiches here, and they're trying too hard. But yeah,
that was
I liked the initial statement. That was pretty good. So alrighty. Thank you, Liv Schneider, for that. Yes. I'm glad the air could be cleared on these just dividing
the
topics.
Dust has settled.
Yes. In more serious news, Joe, we're getting rid of you, my friend, or you're getting rid of us.
You're getting rid of me.
Yeah.
For the time being.
For the time being, Joe.
Interim.
Have to work, which, who does that?
Yeah, true. Gross.
I do podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately.
This is just a side hustle, you know.
Yeah, it's my side hustle. It's for a little spending money.
Yeah.
I have to work. Back in St. Louis, away from the home base of Columbia, Missouri. So I will not be here during the summer, most likely. I could commute every weekend.
Could be worth it, though.
It could be very worth it.
Yes.
It's not looking that
way, though.
There's
a huge outcrying of support, Joe.
Yeah, I doubt it. We can,
I think since you guys roasted me that one time when I accidentally left, popularity has just plummeted.
Let's get a GoFundMe for Joe to come back to his pods.
Raise like $4,000 to just cover my summer like earnings and then just give it to me. I'll stay here.
There you go.
Get on it, listeners.
We are very happy to announce the Banter Bus Summer Series.
Yes.
So it will maybe continue over the summer, still depending on a few other factors.
True.
Who knows? We'll figure that out eventually. We'll keep you guys updated. But we are moving to bi-weekly for the time being. That'll be 6 episodes over this summer. And we're having guests. So I'm pretty excited for this. We have 3 locked down. So we need to find 3 more. So if you're in Columbia, Missouri, want to be on the pod. Or passing through. Or just want to make a trip out of it, you know.
That's very true.
Don't know
you
why.
You want to come here expressly to be on the podcast.
Yes, exactly. We won't pay for your travel, though.
No.
We don't have that money.
Exactly.
So we have that, and then Joe will be back after those 6 episodes, and the Banter Bus will return to its weekly form.
We'll get rolling again.
Spiritual hiatus that I must take.
Sabbatical.
Come back with great topics and just...
The pod room was getting too stressful for me. I need to travel and just breathe a little bit.
So then we're going to be moving to a new studio.
Yeah.
That's not Joe's bedroom, probably my bedroom, and one of us will have to be sitting in my closet because there's not any room there.
Nice acoustics though. So
I think it'll be great. I got a lot of like
gorgeous
like my bed's right there that'll absorb a lot of sound
for sure.
So, you know, this place is almost too big, Joe, you know, really echoey.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Sorry. My place is just too big. Yeah, it's enormous.
A shame. It's a shame.
Downsized.
And then we'll move. I mean, Ethan and I are moving then at the beginning of August. So then we'll have even another new studio.
Oh, yeah. Just so keep moving on up.
So. It'll be something. We're looking into getting Skype so we could maybe get some remote guests.
Yes.
But
we don't know if that's going to work at all.
We aren't sure.
No, not sure.
Plus, the quality might not be that great.
True.
So
yeah,
that's about it in terms of show news and the summer series. So stay tuned.
New logo.
Yes, yeah. Slightly new logo.
It's more summery themed.
It'll be episode one of the summer series is what it'll be.
How about that?
Did I ruin it?
I think. What?
Did I ruin it?
What do you mean?
Was that like a
logo reveal? Was that supposed to be kept secret?
No.
I think you tweeted a picture.
Yeah, I tweeted it out. All right. So, yeah, no worries.
Sounds good.
But, yeah, I'm pretty excited. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's about it.
We'll see how, see how it goes.
This is the Banter Bus Podcast. If you don't know the show, we got a few segments for you. We got What's New Mizzou, followed by hashtag sports, then the meat of our show.
Meat.
Which is our topics, and finishing out with the fan favorite Twitter questions. If you don't know how you got to us, you can get back to us at banterb.us. Our Twitter is at banterbuspod, and everything else I'll just say later in the show, because
nice,
it gets kind of redundant. So, starting off, What's New Mizzou? It's finals week.
It sure is.
Oh, God.
Mm-mm-mm. Only a week away from being upperclassmen, boys.
How about that?
That's frightening.
Yeah.
That is
frightening. It's flying by.
I don't like that at all. But
it's been a good time so far. Good 2 years.
We're crossing the 50-yard line.
Two down, two to go.
And I feel we're still climbing.
Yes.
Still climbing to that
peak. On the
grind.
Yes. Stay on our grind.
I don't know. How are your finals schedules looking?
Not too bad. I mean, I had most of mine were like the final tests instead of a final during like the actual week. So I kind of lucked out this time around.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Yeah.
I had the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I have a final paper though, so that's not fun.
And then just one on Tuesday and I'm out of chia.
Yeah, I have two on Tuesday and that's it. So that's kind of annoying. But that means I have all day or all night tonight and all day tomorrow to study.
Study.
And that's all that I'm going to do. So
studying's fun, kids.
Oh, yes. Love it. Nothing better. So that's fun. Other really fun news as well. Our boy Kevin Knox committing to
not
Kentucky.
A true son.
Not a true son. In the He's the falsest son. He's a fake son.
Fake son.
Fake son.
Because I was shocked by that. Like, I wasn't expecting him to go to Mizzou, let's be real.
But Kentucky.
He wasn't going to Kentucky.
24/7 had an 87% chance of him going to Duke, a 13% chance for him going to North Carolina, and that was it. Yep. And he goes to Kentucky. Florida State was also somehow in the mix. There was a lot of people talking like, oh, Florida State was talked about the most last time I talked to him.
Right, because he's from Florida.
His parents went there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Tampa Catholic. Or
I mean,
something.
I know that like Kentucky has at least, you know, four other five stars for sure. So who's going to start Kevin?
Not you.
Yeah. So great job,
loser.
Hope you know, have fun when we beat you when you come to Mizzou.
Yeah. SEC basketball, though, used to be the laughing stock of the NCAA.
On the up and up.
But definitely Kentucky, I mean, has always been there.
That's true.
Florida's been off and on, but now South Carolina's
pretty
making a name for themselves. Mizzou obviously winning the Natty next year.
Yes.
So
easily.
It's, I don't know, looking up for everyone. What was the other team that also, Vandy, right?
Vandy's Arkansas decent. Made the tournament.
Arkansas, that's who I was thinking of.
But we beat them, so.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't matter.
Easily. Yeah.
Even more good recruiting news.
Yeah, we're 0-2 today.
Yeah, Cam, I forget
Brown.
What it was.
Brown.
Cam Brown.
Wide receiver.
Cam on Twitter.
Yes.
He's announced he's committing to Nebraska.
Yes.
Very shocking.
So
the Cornhuskers, where the N on their helmet is for knowledge.
Yes.
And for knowledge.
And for knowledge.
And he was the first of the 10 St. Louis guys that Mizzou was targeting.
Yes, there's 10.
We are over one. So if we got the next 9, well, it's an A.
Then we're
going to
win the Natty in football as well.
Yeah.
If we get 9 of them.
We'll pull a UConn in 2012. Not football. Was it? No, never mind. I'm losing my mind. They won both the women's and men's basketball.
Football in 2000. Not football. I mean,
no, they Florida, didn't win anything.
Florida
football.
Did in 2007. I believe. With Tebow and then Joakim Noah and
for some reason I was it's getting late because they won both men's and women's national titles.
For those of you out there, we're recording at 5:45.
It's getting late.
It's getting real late.
P.M.
So now everyone's gonna just. Absolutely go after me after that one, but
hope so.
It's deserved.
Anyways, baseball, Mizzou baseball. The what was the final of the
good
game? Yeah,
today 14-5 or something.
Yeah. Ooh, it was up there.
Got spanked.
Oh man. And then softball ended their season, home season today against,
could not tell you,
Ole Miss, I believe.
Yeah, yes, Ole Miss.
And, they won. We did not go to a game.
Yeah. Oh, whoops. Wow. Remember when the season was starting? We're like, oh yeah, we're gonna go to a few games.
Wow,
that went well.
That's,
you know, we've been busy studying.
I thought we had more time.
Yeah, it's just, it flew by. I'm not gonna lie, but we don't really have an excuse except for obviously studying so hard
and being forgetful and kind of not following through on our word. But that's outside the point.
Who knows?
Oh, well.
But Mizzou softball and baseball just not doing so hot.
Started off hot.
Started off real hot on both sides.
Yeah, that's true.
Of the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Diamond,
I don't know. Sports. Baseball, 9-15 in SEC play. Softball, 6-16 in SEC play. It's not good. Softball had 7 errors yesterday, a new record for the year.
Really?
So congrats.
Is that a Mizzou record or like an NCAA record?
No, that was a season record for Mizzou.
Okay.
So their previous high was 3.
Okay.
Oh.
So
that's pretty good.
I don't know. It's just, it's rough. Nothing. Oh, there's no good Mizzou news this week.
Yeah.
And it's finals awful. Week. Like, this is just, what terrible. An episode to go out on, Joe.
True.
Yep. So I don't know. What were you?
Next year. It will be very fun. So
yeah, true.
I don't know how much Mizzou sports news over the summer. Baseball.
Yeah, we'll have
up.
To. We might rework the outline. See if it's we true. Just ditch some segments, make it a more condensed.
It's true.
Who knows?
We'll see.
So let's switch gears. Get out of this one because
depressing.
It's sad.
It's rough. Hashtag sports NBA playoffs. Playoff LeBron. Oh my goodness!
He has arrived, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. What a beast. Legoat, as the youngins say.
As I say. I consider myself a youngin' every now and then.
Yeah.
But
millennial.
He's unbelievable.
Yes.
We just watched the latter half of the fourth quarter.
The sweep.
Yeah. For them to sweep the Raptors.
Yeah.
And
8-0 in the playoffs.
Yeah. Going to face
the winner of the Celtics Wizards series.
Yes.
The Celtics are up 2-1, I believe.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That game four is,
I feel like that one's going to go at least 6 for sure. So
I hope so.
The
Wiz kid's going to pull it out.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they pull it out, and then I hope LeBron just sweeps them as well.
Currently, Wizards up 2 with 5 minutes to go in the first.
Oh.
So. Game's already contested. Over.
Yeah,
consider it a lock. This 14-12 lead, padlocked down. Safest lead in sports.
Easily.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, yeah.
They're losing 17-15.
No, consider it a lock. All right. Other series, the Warriors. I mean, are they anything special? I don't think so. They're up 3-0 against, who are they even playing? The Jazz.
Yes.
That's how much I pay attention
this
to them.
This is so pointless. It's kind of just like, just put them in the finals. Just save everyone some time. Cavs, Warriors. Let's
now. I think
let's do it.
I think the Western Conference Finals will be more interesting than the Eastern Conference Finals.
Really?
Because the winner of the Spurs Rockets series will probably give Golden State at least 1-2 games. I think. As far I don't know. I mean,
I hope so. Yeah, I feel the Rockets would give them.
If they're
the
making
most
all
trouble.
Their threes, they're definitely
beat
them.
And the Rockets, game. I don't know. I find them fun to watch because that's at 2-1 in favor of the Spurs at the moment.
Yeah,
I don't know when game four.
But Tony
is.
Parker is out for the Spurs, so we'll see. I don't know. Just either way, it's going to be a great finals, but I don't know. I have Cavs in 6. Not that you were asking, but
hey,
there it is.
I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
God, I just LeBron. I love playoff LeBron.
That's true. I mean, he might. I can't think of many other guys that like have been a fan of for such a long time. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I liked Ray Allen at the time, but besides that, I can't really think of many other guys.
Yeah. I'm not a big basketball guy, but really? Just watching LeBron, it's incredible.
Yeah, he shot 11 threes today.
And he made five of them.
And he made five of them.
That one, he was just toying with that dude. He just stepped back and popped it right in his face.
The game the other day, he got caught the ball, spun it on his hand like twice, took a jab, and then just like shot it.
He was shooting left-handed in game three. Just, you know, got to test work on that shot.
He's like 31, right? Or 30 or something like that.
He's in his 30s for sure. Yeah, but
32, honestly, maybe.
I have no idea.
But I think... At the end of his career, it is a good question, who's the best ever? Him or Michael? But that's just me.
Easily.
Yeah. Top two for sure.
Oh, hands down. It's between those two.
Yeah. Better neck than Kobe.
Yeah. Kobe, I overrated.
Whoa,
hot take. All right.
Scorching hot take.
Next
wake up,
everybody. We got the NHL playoffs. Every series coming into today... was at 3-2.
As close as you can get.
However, the Blues were...
They fell on the sword.
Put out of their misery, to say the least. They lost 3-1 to the Nashville Predators, and the season's over. How about it, Joe?
Let's go Cardinals.
Yep.
But
I will say about mid-season, if I knew we would have lost in the semis, I wouldn't have been super torn up about it. Because we were not looking too hot.
We were looking terrible.
We finished really well. I think next year it'll be interesting to see what we do.
With Sobotka for a whole year.
If we maybe add some more, maybe
we need
one other guy.
One more forward to go with Tarasenko. Because if Berglund is your next best option.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But I don't know. And then Fabry comes back from the ACL tear. So
Robbie.
I know he is a fan. The GF is a big fan of his. And he's definitely my biggest trouble is Robbie Fabry.
Oh, you gotta watch out.
Biggest competition.
Yeah, she has been.
He keeps you on your toes.
Very, very honest with if that were to become an opportunity for her. She would
interesting
not
if the roles were switched there.
Not wait.
I
yes.
don't think that would go over that
yes,
well.
I think if I made that very apparent, I don't know if I would get as a very good pushback. You know.
Yeah.
But we'll. Yeah. You know.
We'll see. Just.
I'll test.
That out
I'll
there.
Test it out. Interesting. I'll test it out. Tell you guys how it goes.
Yeah.
How about that?
Winter Olympics coming.
Do it
out.
Right before your final, so that it's a win-win. So if she's okay with it, then you're like, oh, awesome. But if not, you don't have to take your final. Because.
Oh. Because I would be dead.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh.
That's very true.
Hot.
But yeah. In the West, it is also the Anaheim Ducks versus the Edmonton Oilers. I think the Ducks might pull it out. I believe they're up 3-2. And then just a bunch of other few
Caps, Pens.
Yeah, that's a
Penguins
that's
up 3-2.
Yes,
as every series is.
And then Senators are up on the Rangers 3-2.
Yeah, the series that no one really cares about.
Yeah, that one's so irrelevant.
I feel like if the final is like the two Canadian teams, no one's gonna watch.
Yeah,
except
yeah.
Canada.
Except
I
for
mean,
Canada.
Except, yeah, Canada's gonna be wild.
That's true.
Let's go to Canada
because that's the only thing they have going.
But
for
you
them.
Know, with the Blues out, I just really don't see myself watching anymore.
Yeah, I'll watch like
I guess to
a
the
few
finals.
Games.
If it's like
of the cup,
is this like Game 7 of the cup? And I'll
yeah,
watch it.
Exactly.
But besides that, I don't really care.
Yeah, that's about as good as it gets. So, moving on, Cards Corner.
Oh,
the first bright spot of the show.
Yes.
Yeah, there's the thing that we're actually... This has been very depressing up until this point. Wow. That's not good. Well, Cards Corner, though. Hey, 2 games over .500.
Yes, they won today in 15 innings? 14 innings?
I believe. Almost blew it. Almost blew it a
Tommy
few times.
Pham, getting called up from AAA recently, had two home runs today. Mm-hmm. He does not want to go back to Memphis.
I wouldn't blame him.
Yes. Nice town, I believe. But,
yeah, but it's not
as, not
good as
nice
being
as
St.
Louis.
Major League Baseball player.
Oh, well, that too. And then they called up Magnaris Sierra from High A all the way up to
skipped
the...
Skipped double, triple, everything in between, straight to the bigs.
Yes. And he got a hit today.
All these leagues and they like sustain themselves.
I don't know.
It makes no sense. Like who goes to
I think
High
maybe,
A games?
I guess like those games are theoretically in like really small towns where that's the biggest thing going on, maybe.
I guess.
But not all of them are in small towns.
It's so strange.
I know. Yeah, I don't know how it works.
Maybe the MLB draft is like 70 rounds. So
maybe
they have to put them all somewhere.
Take some profit from the big league, I guess.
Oh, easily. They have to. But still, like, I guess
it's like
worth it.
$5 tickets,
exist.
Like,
right behind home plate.
Yeah, exactly. So,
it's interesting.
Because Iowa has a minor league team.
Iowa Cubs.
They're AAA, right?
They're AAA indeed.
Yeah. Speaking of AAA, the Memphis Redbirds beat the Iowa Cubs today 10-1.
No.
And, correct. 10-game winning streak for the Memphis Redbirds.
First time in team history they've won 10 in a row, which seems like unbelievable, but apparently they have never done it before.
But the big birds, the real birds, the big league
Sesame Street,
they are 16-14. I believe we already said that. But they are within half a game of first place in the Central to your Cubs, right, AJ? Or to somebody's Cubs.
No, Brady Flattery. Oh. He's
a big Cubs fan.
He's a my
to
Cubs
Liv's
guy.
Fan.
As well
Liv's
as,
Cubs.
Yeah, Liv's Cubs. Tyler Gross is a my Cubs kind of guy.
The NL Central is trash right now.
Yes.
That's also, the AL Central isn't that good.
No.
It's just very competitive.
That's what it is. It's a lot of parody.
So, speaking of the AL Central, that's been Cards Corner, by the way.
Yes.
Time for Twins Corner, 15-14.
Twins Talk
with AJ. They had a one-run game going into the ninth and then gave up 10 in the top of the ninth.
Final score of 17-6. So
nice.
Got a little out of hand there.
So that's the game. That's it. That's been Twins Talk.
I just slipped through their fingers a little bit.
Nope, that's been Twins Talk.
Okay.
It's over.
But hey, they're 15-14. So.
Yeah, still above 500.
The most important baseball news from today. 365 days, 1 year ago today, Bartolo Colon with the most impressive home run in MLB history.
Big Sexy is his nickname for obvious reasons.
He's big and he's sexy.
Beautiful man. If you haven't seen it, should. look up the video. And
especially the radio call.
He's an athlete, I tell
you. Just take a look at this man and tell me that you think one day he'd hit a home run in the major leagues.
That's what peak performance looks like.
Gives me courage, though. Yeah,
exactly. Yep.
Maybe I could do it.
Yeah, gives you a lot of confidence.
That's what I meant, yeah.
It's unbelievable. What a man. He's so beautiful.
He's my idol. I want to be him.
True. Yeah.
I'm on my way.
He's on the Braves, so. I don't think the Cards faced him, though.
Nope.
They played. Yeah,
we avoided him, unfortunately.
Luckily.
No, luckily.
Yeah,
he would have
been taking me yaya this whole day.
Yeah, exactly. But, all right. Moving on from sports into our topics. My topic today. Chain restaurants. So I want to talk. We have to set some ground rules.
All right.
You have to have a waiter and you have to sit down.
No.
Okay. What's Culver's, you know?
Doesn't have a drive through.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Some places.
About both those criteria combined.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Chain stores. Okay.
Well, then what about Applebee's with their car side to go?
I was just
going
to say, that does not count because that's just ordering it to go pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
You should never go to Applebee's when there is a Chili's in the same town.
Ooh, hot take. Hot take.
Of those types of restaurants, Chili's is the best.
Yeah. See, there's something.
But the 2 for $20 at Applebee's is a great date option.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't tested it out myself.
An app and an entree?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. 2 for $20.
How about it?
My family, there's an Applebee's 2 minutes from our house. We go there all the time. We bash on some Applebee's, and it's always 2 for $20.
Oh.
See, there's something about all those big Applebee's. There's always a Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the
Red
big
Robin.
Ooh,
is that a big
Red Robin's good?
Never been.
Yum.
I don't think, but it seems like weird.
Yeah,
I don't know how to. It seems like you just shouldn't be there whenever you're there.
Why?
Because it's just there's
I love Applebee's.
Probably way better options.
That's
always
true.
False.
In the same spot, but then also it's always really well priced, and the food is
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Four cheese mac and cheese with honey pepper chicken strips at Applebee's. The go-to.
Shout out?
It is a very, very much shout out.
Wow. Right.
I could eat that every day.
I think I am usually in the middle on chains. When I'm traveling, I try not to do them.
Yes.
When I'm traveling, definitely hit up the local places. But in my own home, then chains are all the main place I go to. So maybe I should hit up the more local places.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Overall,
I found the greatest Chinese local place.
Oh,
really?
Chinese Wok Express in Columbia, recommended by a coworker. Shout out. And
it was
the greatest thing ever. It's
been looking for
good.
The go-to Chinese in Columbia.
That's it. It does. They maybe deliver,
I don't think so.
You have to like go through like a website, like order up or like
one of those
Postmates or
but
whatever
they themselves
it is.
Do not deliver.
But yeah, but it's worth. It was so it's
good.
On
good price.
Yeah, it's like $5.25
I think like for the entree or meals or whatever.
Ooh, and they give you good. And it's like oh, it's so good.
It's really good.
So
stuff,
highly sure. recommended. Mm-hmm. Worth the trip for sure.
Chinese Wok Express. If it could get any more generic,
yeah, it sounds like it'd be because it sounds like
see, because yeah, my go to in St. Louis was just Chinese Express, but this is different.
So. Yes, Chinese Wok Express.
They knew us. We went there for like years, and they knew our order before
really?
We got there.
How about that?
Great place, but in Estill. So all
right. So shifting back to chains, I guess. Yeah. If you had to go to one chain restaurant for like, I don't know.
A week or something.
Yeah. You had to only eat there for a week. Where would you go?
Something with a lot of...
Some with variety.
Yeah.
Well, if you want variety, Cheesecake Factory. Because they always have that Bible of a menu.
Have never been.
What?
Yes. Even though there was one in the mall near me. I really wish I had gone.
Come on. See, Cheesecake Factory is one of those chains that makes me mad. Because it's like fancy, but like if you're going to a fancy place, it's like a chain.
You don't think of
like it's expensive.
Factory.
Yeah.
It's not even that fancy.
But it's worth it.
Like you can wear like just like shorts and a t-shirt there,
yeah,
but you
but
still spend
so
$15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Weird.
And the waiters make you feel bad for how ugly mm-hmm. you look?
Maybe Olive Garden.
Do your waiters roast
Olive Garden?
You?
That's a big favorite of mine.
Overrated. Putting that out there.
Their breadsticks save them.
Okay,
their breadsticks.
I'm a big salad fan.
Even overrated.
Too.
What?
Yeah. Oh no.
No.
Yeah. Okay, here's what I think.
A Fazoli's breadstick over
Olive
Garden breadstick.
Oh my god. AJ just stop
any
yourself.
Day of
stop
the week.
Stop yourself before people come
before
at
people
you.
Want you to leave too and it's just Ethan by himself.
Hot take city right
but
here.
Yeah, I see this is my philosophy on Olive Garden. I think if you when you walked in, especially if you have to wait for a second, if they handed you a breadstick, that would just be the best because you the only I come there waiting
welcome
for the
to Olive
bread.
Garden.
Here's
a breadstick.
Here's your
tell
breadstick
me you
with
would,
your number on it.
Tell me you would not go.
You
would.
Would
I would
their
I would
number.
I
honestly, ooh, yeah. wait. Mm-hmm. I don't know where this came from, but Buffalo Wild Wings.
Ooh.
Does that count?
What do you mean?
Oh, it's
that's
just
a
chain.
That's
yeah,
where
you would
easily.
Go.
It's so common.
For
I don't
sure.
know if we were trying to go like a little more.
No, that's a chain. Easy.
I might pick there.
Yes. But just
that stuff is fire.
To finish the idea, though.
Sorry.
Because that's like the only, that's when I walk in, I'm like, I want a breadstick. And then by the time I sit down and I get it, then it's just like, I don't know. It's I wanted one that whole time. So also with Mexican restaurants that serve chips and salsa, same thing. The second I sit down, give me chips and salsa.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
yeah,
even wait easily. Like 5 minutes. Give it to me right now.
Yeah. If you're taking my drink order before I get those chips and salsa, get out of here.
Be salty.
But I like... Every time I've had Olive Garden breadsticks, they're a little too tough and
chewy. One of the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Fazoli's breadsticks, sometimes they're a little on the soggy side, but that's because they're soggy with all that just
I think I've had
fat.
Bad
oh,
experiences
goodness.
At Fazoli's.
Really?
So maybe I need to go. There's one here. I might check that one out.
I haven't been, but Fazoli's.
We have like a place called, it's like a local thing. It's a spaghetteria.
Oh.
Babbo's or whatever.
Yeah.
The only spaghetti factory? Or?
It's like a it's like a minor chain.
Yeah.
Because there's some in like, I think,
I don't know.
St. Louis. It's really good.
Really?
Liv and I went there. It's not that expensive, but it's still like
fancy.
Candlelit. Makes you feel fancy.
Ooh.
And their portions are huge.
Okay. I'm down.
So I highly recommend Babbo's.
I'm down to clown. Let's go right now.
Oh, I wish.
I know we've covered the best burrito extensively, but how about if you had to do best chicken place, best sub place, and then best American food place pick?
Chicken place,
yes.
Popeyes.
For sure.
It's hard to say no to Chick-fil-A.
But
also
like
this is...
Chicken wing.
These are
like
fast
chicken.
Food. Again.
So does Raising Cane's count?
Yes.
Because
like
they
Popeyes
do have,
and
Chick-fil-A.
Some that have drive-thrus.
Are those are easily fast food. Those
yeah,
are,
those are all fast
are
chain
there like
restaurants.
I feel like yeah, that's true. But
so,
still Popeyes over
ooh, wait,
KFC.
How about Cheddar's as another chain?
Oh yeah, Cheddar's
see,
is
I here. Have never been to one.
Not,
really?
Haven't been.
But I know
so
my roommate, shout out Drick, swears by
Derek,
that place.
By the way.
Yes. Derek.
Uh-huh.
He's Drick. Correct because it's like $10 and they give you the most food you've ever eaten in your life.
That's
it's
true.
The most bang for
that's
your
what
buck
he says.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like ridiculous. And it tastes good, too. It's not just a ton of stuff that's gross.
Mm-hmm. Best sub place, though. Slept on Jersey Mike's. I'm putting it up there.
Yeah, you took me there like a few months ago. Oh, that's the first time I've ever been. And I was quite a fan. And then me and AJ got it for delivery not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get all that
dressing on there. I think
Subway,
I don't go to Subway anymore. I'll be honest.
I
used to in high school.
I'm not a big Subway guy.
I went a few times, like across from the journalism school, there's a Subway. Yeah. So like if I was hungry, I'd go get one. But
Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's. The $1 subs the other day.
Yeah.
We hit that.
That was real fun.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Oh, yes.
That was nice.
Oh, yeah. As I don't know. I think...
A restaurant we've forgotten, though. Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, true.
There is...
That cinnamon, butter on those rolls. True. And...
Take me to heaven.
It's not a Bloomin' Onion, but it's basically a Bloomin' Onion. What's it called there? Cactus Blossom.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Wow, how did you know that?
We always had coupons for, like, a free one at the Ames one.
Do you have them, like, stocked up?
Have you ever...
Just ball out with them.
Wish.
But have those you are guys good. Ever been to Outback Steakhouse?
I've never been.
I have not.
No. That's where the Bloomin' Onion is. But
yes.
I don't believe.
Back Steakhouse.
Yeah. I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know what that was.
And then.
Joe just like flung
have you guys
his
ever
arm
been
up
to. Something Barrel?
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel, yes. Oh, yeah. Ever been?
Oh, never it's actually been. Very good.
It's phenomenal. Country fried steak.
Really?
That's what I get at Cheddar's.
Oh.
They have a real fat one.
Big old steak. Yeah. I don't know.
It's great. But I don't know. Chain restaurants, they kind
of... Noodles & Co. Big fan.
Freak me out. See, is that fast food?
No.
No.
Because they bring it to you and there's no... I've
but
never
you have to
seen
order
one
at
a
counter. It's Culver's. Just with in noodle form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay.
I don't know.
I think that's fast food.
Then most of the places we've been talking about don't have waiters or waitresses.
I know, that's what you were talking about. You took us there.
Yeah.
Under the bus, he goes.
The banter bus.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, my final thoughts, they just kind of creep me out. There's something that always seems really artificial about them.
Ooh,
whether the food has like a weird, like chemically tinge to it.
Real quick.
Or the waiters have like a phrase they say that it's like you... That's not natural.
Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese slept on.
Where a kid can be a kid.
Yes. If you can get into the restaurant without getting shanked in the parking lot, then you're good. Also, they serve beer apparently now, which can only be a horrible thing waiting to happen.
Dad taking his kid to Chuck E. Cheese and
just getting having an evening. But yeah, there is a Chuck E. Cheese in town, so.
Yeah, I've been past
speaking
it,
of creepy the
will never
the Chuck E. Mouse thing.
Yeah, I will never step creepy. Foot into one of those places. It just scares me. Just the outside just looks dingy and crusty.
That's true.
Waffle House
any
look
play
like that,
place
but on
the
inside
just
they're
the
fine.
Worst.
Yeah,
for sure.
Waffle House that see that's like technically that's a
best
chain
diner.
Restaurant.
Yeah, it's a diner. You sit down and
they have a waiter.
True, yeah.
There's Courtesy Diner in St. Louis, which is I'm a big fan of. Shout out, but I don't think anyone knows what that is.
Nope.
There's multiple of them, so.
All right, moving on. Should we?
Yeah, I'm down.
Topic two, Joe?
Topic number two. It's employment season, fellas.
It is.
What were your first jobs?
My first job was as a dishwasher at the Grove Cafe, 124 Main Street, Ames, Iowa.
How old were you, AJ?
Old enough.
Debatable.
Kind of.
Debatable.
We aren't going to talk about that.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I started there as early as I could.
Okay.
I'll tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a learning experience. I'll tell you that much. You
if
get
you've ever,
yelled
yes.
at a lot, for sure.
Definitely wash dishes at some point in your life. It'll
yeah,
humble
it's,
you.
It's very humbling.
It does.
Yes.
Yep. Because it's one of those where, I got yelled at like every day. But it wasn't like, it's not like a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't being yelled at to be yelled at. You know what I mean? It was always because I could do
up.
Something better. Okay. Yeah. So I
wouldn't
say it's
a
negative a
bad
experience.
Employee.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I was
constructive criticism
at
a high volume.
I love constructive criticism so much.
Really?
It makes me like, I hate when people are like, oh, you're doing a good job. When they're like, I secretly hate what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, just tell
so
me.
So every boss of all time.
Yeah.
Well, some buses.
Yeah.
But not yeah, my one. First job was being a referee at the rec center next to my high school.
Nice.
Great time.
What'd you ref?
Mainly basketball and mainly second to fourth grade girls. It was just real fun. And
did you get yelled at by any angry parents?
The parents lay into you?
I had to break up a fight between these two parents.
How old were you?
It was the like 16, 17, all right. That range. And so this was like when it's still half court in the 8-foot hoop, girls basketball. And so there's this one girl who's just tearing it up, beating everybody. And then but she would like weirdly, like, because she was taller than everybody, like wrap her like arms around them and it would look like she's choking them, but she's not. She's just like, I don't know. It was a weird situation. Anyways, the dad came on and was like, yo, make her stop that. And then they're like face to face, like, you won't swing first, essentially. Dang. And that was...
Yikes. Did anyone
swing?
That was
eventful. No one did, but...
Thanks to you.
Yeah, I just came in. I said, all right, listen, you know, if she does it again, I'm going to have to ask you to sub her out. Everybody calm down.
Give him a five-minute major. Yes.
I really wanted to throw somebody out or like give him a tech, but it just never really happened. Yeah, but
that would have been great.
Refs are, even though a lot of the time nowadays I just yell at them, I have respect.
It's a thankless job.
Oh, easily.
Very, very much so. At the best, I would get like a cookie after the game if it was like the after-game snack for all the girls, and then they would like give the ref one.
That was like free drinks from the concession stand or something though?
I did not.
All the refs at my grade school got like free stuff from the concession stand.
When I did a summer basketball camp for the high school and we did not get paid, but we got basically free range of the concession stand. That's how we got paid.
There you go.
We got like pizza and that was it.
So. Worth.
Yeah.
Definitely worth.
For sure. Joe?
As for me, I was a lifeguard.
Oh, wow.
Which, if you saw me, you would say, Joe, why were you a lifeguard? And I can't answer that question.
All right.
I do not have the lifeguard bod. I will not be in the next Baywatch movie.
Nor the lifeguard skin.
Nor the lifeguard skin, hair color, really anything about me makes
but
no
sense.
But you
can swim well.
I can swim well. That's true. I can save lives.
That's all you need.
Did
what
you?
I do.
Were you how many ever put in a situation?
I literally had to jump into the pool one time in 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, because this kid who was like 4 just was walking in and then it just gets deeper and deeper. He wasn't even swimming. He was just walking and eventually walked too far. He wasn't even drowning, but I saw it coming. So I was like, all right. And I jumped in and literally just picked him up and moved him to a shower. And that was the extent of my
life. Did you have your shirt on though? Have to get it all wet and stuff?
Yep, I did.
Some of them
I always
have,
wore
like,
my shirt
and
I got roasted for it. Like every, all the other lifeguards that I work with just roast me because I mean, they're lifeguards. They're not wearing shirts, but here I am.
Yeah,
wearing my shirt. I have to.
Do you have a
protect
sick farmer's tan?
It was rank.
But did you get the like the cover? Did you like some of them have like shadow
on the stands? Yeah, I do. Yeah. I did have an umbrella, and I also got roasted for that because no one else used their umbrellas because they were tanning. Oh. I was working.
Yes.
Yeah. They were tanning. I carried my umbrella around with me from stand to stand. That's
all right.
That's why I got roasted. Yeah.
But also like you're being safe, you know. Yeah. You aren't getting that skin cancer like those other fools.
I probably still am.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, true.
Yeah. But I'm denying it.
My
honestly, it was kind of the best and worst job I've ever had.
That's true.
Because it was so incredibly boring,
mm-hmm.
and it was hot, but it was so easy. I didn't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm. I feel like an indoor lifeguard is the way to go.
I don't think I could be a lifeguard. I'd be too like
freaked out that you might have to do something.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'd be like, it'd be really boring and I'd get bored and I feel I'd just like zone off.
Yeah, I did that so many times.
And you just like catch yourself and you're like, oh God, what if
fun
someone
fact,
just died?
One time, one of the girls that was working with me got fired because she fell asleep on stand.
Ooh,
yeah, that'd be me.
R.I.P. Yep, see you
later. Were you one of the ones with the blowing the whistle all the time, telling people to stop running?
I was so lax. my like manager got on me because I didn't blow the whistle enough. They're like, Joe, you have to tell them you can't do that. All right, fine.
Yeah, but I don't know. What was your guys' longest employment? Was that it?
It was only during the summer because. Okay. But I did 2 summers, so yeah,
that's true.
That would be my longest one.
I did catering for a summer. Wasn't very fun, but that's when I did some dishes. Got pretty sick that summer, and I was fine. I was totally fine.
Got everyone else sick with
your dishwashing. I know that sounded weird, but I didn't work much, so yeah.
Yeah.
But then I recently worked at Lucky's Market, so that was fun.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Joe, or rather AJ, you worked at Hy-Vee, right?
Yeah, I worked there for like 2 years.
Wow.
As a cashier. For
nice.
I needed some more income because my dishwashing job, I worked for like 4.5 years, but it was only one day a week. So like I didn't make enough to pay for gas. So for then sure. I realized I want to make money instead of lose money. So then I also worked at Hy-Vee as a cashier. That was fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a lot of, it's really repetitive. And the thing that also is annoying is that you can't like see any progress, if that makes any sense. So like,
yeah, because the line keeps coming.
Constant stream of people that keep coming in the door. Mm-hmm. Whereas like my current job that I work at right now, you literally see a stack of files and you just like go through them and the stack shrinks as you like do things. So
you can just see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can see what you've actually accomplished instead of just looking at how much time you've accomplished.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
is your job now on hourly, like, or do you have to just work until you're done with those files and then you?
No,
leave?
It's still hourly, but it's a little, it's more flexible.
The first time I'm like salaried, it's gonna feel really weird.
Yeah,
I feel like
I don't know. I think that's what my sister was saying. That it's just
I'm just gonna see strange. A number that's not like $10 per hour. It's like exactly. It's not gonna have an hour next to it. I'm gonna freak out.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the job I'm working this summer, like it starts really early, like at 6 a.m. But they said I'll usually be done by like 1 or 2, which is really nice. And I think because I gotta drive my own car around, so I'm just gonna listen to some podcasts, get my radio going, just drive from store to store, do my merchandising, and then if I hit my spots and I'm done and I'm good to go, then I can cash
listen
out
to
early.
The pod without you and just get
I know I'll just probably just cry and walk into these places of business and they say, why are you crying?
There you go.
And then I'll tell them the Banter Bus podcast, that's why.
Ooh, yeah, it's just like we should subtle, like get some
very subtle
we should like get some stickers and then you just like put a sticker on each place you go to, Joe.
That's show them.
Just like a Porky Borker sticker.
Yes. Speaking of which, I got the shirts. I think I already said this, but they are great, and order one. If you want
store.banterb.us.
Yes. If you want to also be cool, order one. So
speaking of podcasts, any do you have a recommendation for just like any podcasts that you listen to?
I listen to the Jonah Carey podcast on Spotify. That's where I find most of mine, and I know that's not the best place, but I'm lazy. So just like sports ones, I listen to
Bill Simmons is my go-to. I love that pod.
I listen to one from like St. Louis. It's like these two ex-Cardinals called Redbird Rejects.
Great.
That sounds good.
So that's a good one. But besides that, not a ton.
Yeah, I mainly stick with sports. But
yeah, I'm just
stick
part
to
of,
sports.
Part of my take is the only one.
Of course,
other than Banter Bus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, obviously.
For sure.
All right. Should we move on to topic three?
Let's do it.
There you go. My topic is video games. And I guess more specifically, what's the best video game console of all time?
That's a heavy hitting
question. That is a very heavy hitting question.
Maybe top two, top three.
Top two, I'd go probably the 360, Xbox 360.
That's very true.
And then the Wii.
Mine are actually the same.
All right.
I had the PS2, but that was more for movies, to be honest. At least what I used for it at the time.
I'll say, I'm going to be bold and say GameCube and PS2.
Oh, wow.
Oh, same generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those were my stuff growing up.
See, the first console I had was a Wii, because my parents were just like, no, you're just going to sit on your butt and play this all day. Mm-hmm. And boy, were they right.
Now look at you.
Your butt when you're playing Wii, you flick your wrist. It's active.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's why they let me get it, because you like move.
I got it down to where I think I could do all but boxing while laying down. Of like the Wii Sports, like baseball, I could do it laying down.
Easily. Just flick your wrist.
Tennis.
Boxing was brutal on that, though. Yeah. Just
boxing,
your,
you
know
would get...
I didn't know what the strategy was, so I just flailed my arms
you
back
get
and
sweaty.
Forth.
Yeah.
Usually won.
See, the Wii was like a thing where at the time, it was like, it was all right, but then I never realized how much I enjoyed it until spring break when I...
Went home and...
Went home and fired that thing back up. Mario Strikers charged.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
Mario Kart on the Wii.
Oh,
game changer.
Also sign me up.
Very true.
Like, all these games that, like, you just totally forgot about, mm-hmm. and then you realize you sunk way too many hours into them. Like, just think how many hours you put into Wii Sports.
That's no regrets.
Like, also, most Wii Sports game. Resorts, I put so really? Many hours into the three-point contest, it's sad. But, yeah.
We should get that.
Oh, yeah.
See if they have it.
I know. I'll go snag the Wii for the summer from home. And
oh, yeah, because, Joe, are you taking yours back with you?
I mean, probably not. Leave it here.
Yeah. But I don't know. See, now I have only bought a few games myself, and they are all sports games. So I feel kind of bad about it, but at the same time, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah, that's what I like. As a kid, I always traded everything into GameStop. Mm. And like looking back, I'm like, why did I do that? But then I realized it's because I only had an allowance and not a job. Oh. So like, if I had, I don't know, if I really wanted a game, I'd literally just get up every game. I'm like, well, I haven't played in the last week. Might as well trade it in.
Oh, my God.
Then a little bit later, I'm like, ooh, probably shouldn't have done that.
Regret, but
for sure.
Were you guys, did either of you have PS2?
I did not, even though it was like, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's the highest selling console or second most selling console ever.
Yeah, I had PS2. Crash Bandicoot was the go-to on that one. Also, NCAA Basketball 07, I want to say, with Kevin Love on the UCLA. He was the cover.
Yeah.
That one was fun. All NCAA games are...
Did you ever dabble in Sly Cooper?
No. I did not. I don't know.
Literally the greatest games I've ever played.
All three of them.
I when I go home in the summer, I'm probably going to play them again. Like, nice. I play them still. There's three of them. I've beaten each of them probably like five mm-hmm. times.
All right.
I think
single player game you've ever played.
Sly Cooper.
There you go.
Sticking with it. I am a diehard.
I think the one I watched the most my brother do, because I wasn't like super into it, but I would just watch him do it, was Kingdom Hearts.
I tried to get into that and I couldn't. I've never figured it out.
Their song is so catchy. I'm not going to sing it for you, but just look, listen to it and you're going to be thinking about it for a while.
I tried to. I think I was too young and I couldn't figure out how to do it. So I kind of gave up.
Because isn't that like the weird like Disney Final Fantasy?
Mickey Mouse is like a warrior.
I can't get into those like, I don't know, the more like Japanese games. I just can't do it. There's something just weird about them to me. Wow. Where just like the stories are just out there. Like they're
always out there.
Can't do it.
I think in like eighth grade, I played a lot of Call of Duty like at my friend's house. Mm-hmm. But like, and I was like got really good at it, and then like I just kind of stopped for a little bit, and now I'm just horrible. So I don't know why.
Yeah,
I guess I should have stayed. On
COD is like
I'm the worst COD player of all time.
Yep.
If you ask my friends, they're gonna tell you I'm terrible.
But you're probably pretty good.
I'm
compared to the average bear.
I feel I'm very average, but with the people I play with, I'm far below average.
I was never a big Halo fan.
Halo, also. I love.
Really? I would rather have played COD than Halo, but I also didn't play that much. So.
See, I'm more of a Halo person, but COD, it's one of those games where every year it comes out, and every year I find myself playing it, and I just like don't know how it happens.
That's true.
But there's something about it.
For sure.
But did you guys ever play Mario Galaxy on the Wii?
Yes, I did. I believe I did. That was where it was like you're running around the
like
globe.
That.
Which also was pretty trippy.
That game, easily up there. Have either of you guys played BioShock?
I have not.
No, but I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
That one's probably up there for me.
I think recently, not so much like in the last 6 months, but more so last year, I think I got more into video games like FIFA. Never really played before. Played a ton last year.
A lot of FIFA played in my dorm last year.
Like, exactly.
We had a spreadsheet. Played like 100 some games all tracked.
Oh, yeah. And nice. I think I went about half of those games without scoring. But then once I broke the seal the first time.
Yeah.
The floodgates opened.
They sure did. Exactly. I scored decently after
that. Yeah, that was fun.
I can't talk about video games without shouting out Mario Baseball.
True.
I haven't played once, even though you guys are literally playing it all the time.
Every single day we play it.
I'm pretty sure your roommates are playing right now, right behind this door.
I think they are.
Probably. Yeah.
The GameCube and the Wii have gotten so much use in this household the last like 2 months.
Heavily used.
I use my Xbox 360 a pretty decent chunk earlier, like over the summer, but then I haven't used it in a long time.
I play the occasional Rocket League, but then I just use it for Netflix and YouTube.
NBA 2K14 was, I don't know how many NBA finals I have won in my player. And that's like playing the whole season. So.
Oh, God.
Big deal.
That's a lot.
I know. But I was MVP. Just saying. So. What I'm sure we all are.
What would you say the most played game in this household is?
Mm-hmm. Mario Baseball.
Baseball?
Really?
Yeah. Mario Kart, decent though.
Mario Kart. Well, yeah. And then, but whenever Philip's home, it's always Mario Baseball.
True. He's the biggest Mario Baseball guy.
For sure. And if he's home, yeah, I haven't played it yet.
So. And shout out.
Maybe me and AJ play after this.
MLB Power Pros on the Wii.
Oh.
That game.
Was that with Pujols on the cover?
I don't. It was like the weird. They looked like little
MVP baseball 2005. Albert Pujols only cover.
Possibly that.
That game is like people still play that game. They like update the rosters every day.
That's crazy. About
it. It's weird. All right. Should
AJ, you actually got
the Switch
recently. Tell everybody about that.
It's dope. Mario Kart, wherever you want
Nintendo
it.
Nintendo brought themselves back from the brink.
I feel they did.
I guess they were fine, probably, but
I really like it. It's kind of weird because I like play way more than I would, but also it's in places like if I'm just like bored waiting somewhere,
because it's kind of like
a Mario Kart. It's like a handheld, but like not.
Yeah,
it's weird, but I love it. It's nice. I love myself some Mario Kart.
Oh yeah,
it's just the greatest.
There you go.
So, but also shout out to Double Dash.
Double Dash is
on the GameCube,
iconic classic.
Cody's way too good at that.
He is unreal.
So that's why I don't play it when he's here. So, you know. So, should we move on to the Twitter questions?
We shall.
Sure. All right.
Sure should.
We have a trio from Liv Snyder. First up, what is your favorite body system?
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Yes.
Perfect.
Digestive system's pretty dope. I don't know.
Respiratory system.
That's also very
reproductive good. System.
I don't know about that one, Joe, but
AJ.
Nervous system is pretty. Nervous system's nice.
Nervous system.
They're all pretty crucial.
Liv's the biggest fan. I'm pretty sure the immune system.
Oh,
because that's pretty rad.
Slept on, but very important. Because if your immune system sucks, then you're just not a happy person.
You just die.
I feel like which one is the least, they're all obviously crucial, but which one is like isn't going to ruin your day if you're having
an
issues
off day with that system?
Yeah,
probably not respiratory. You kind of need to breathe.
Yeah, I kind of need that.
I feel all of them are really, I feel really like important.
pretty crucial.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe that was a stupid question.
Who knows?
Could be. We'll never know.
Probably
like
an answer just out there, but
exactly. Tweet us. Was that a stupid question?
Yeah. Next question from Liv.
I know the correct answer to this question.
You do?
Okay.
Yes.
Who is the worst pope in the history of the church?
Alexander the Sixth. He was an awful dude.
Really?
Pretty sure he molested his daughter, had seven illegitimate children, had a lot of inappropriate parties.
Was the fifth cool, though? But the sixth was a real mean.
Sixth was the bad guy.
Real jerk. Yeah. Okay.
And wow. He bribed and intimidated his way to the papacy.
Hey, Joe, with these Catholic knowledge bombs.
I'm dropping them on you.
Unbelievable.
I know the current guy is pretty cool.
Yeah, Francis is dope.
Francis
I'm
is
a big fan. That, was I not a fan of his predecessor.
Who was?
Benedict.
John Paul.
Yeah, Benedict. Oh. Okay. Then
I remember
John
Paul
before that. He was a real
guy.
One.
He was.
For sure.
I got all the
big. I think the grandparents are a big fan of his.
Oh, easily.
For sure. John Paul.
Most people are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All the young. I think he came to St. Louis once, and that was a big deal.
Really? That's crazy.
A bit ago,
I wouldn't doubt
like in
it.
The
yeah.
early
I remember,
2000s.
Yeah, he was somewhere in Iowa, and people still talk about it. And it's like that happened 30 years ago. But, you know.
Pope Mobile.
It's pretty sick. Pope Mobile.
Best,
sick.
Sweetest wheels in the game.
Easily.
Sweetest wheels.
Best whip of the.
Best whip in the holy game.
Easily. For sure.
All right, the next and final question from Liv Snyder. Do you have any finals week traditions?
Pray and hope I pass.
Yeah. Mine's just be really stressed.
Yep.
Yeah, just
stress eating. That's my finals week
stay
tradition.
Stay up real
eating.
Late, and then once it's over, sleep. I don't know.
Find something else to do, and then look at the clock and realize it's 10 p.m. and say, well, I should probably get started.
Yep.
That's a classic.
Yeah, that is a classic.
For sure.
Next question from the sister of Liv Snyder, Anna Snyder. Are bagels bread?
Yes. Yes, because I don't know what else they would be.
Yes, good. I agree with that. Good way to go, team. I don't know why that's...
You eat like a bagel
sandwich.
Apparently
that's some debate
I don't think
somewhere,
so.
And I don't
I think
know why
that's trying too hard to be as a hot dog sandwich.
Yeah, it's like the hot dog sandwich, yeah.
There you go.
Next question from the father of Liv Snyder, Chris Snyder.
Thank you, Snyder family.
Yes, they sent a she was driving back from Chicago, and then apparently I'm assuming she just asked the car she's in if they wanted any questions answered. So
okay,
this is what we get from Chris Snyder, Mr. Snyder. Mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was too long. What scenes would you cut? Now, I believe that none of us have seen this film.
Having not seen it. Anything with the little baby Groot thing?
A heavy dose of baby Groot is appreciated.
Really? I just said I didn't.
Get rid of him. Overrated. I haven't seen either film, but so overrated.
The Sports Center commercials with him are annoying.
That's true.
Yeah.
If Chris Pratt could be more like Andy Dwyer, then that would probably be my critique.
Burt
but
Macklin,
besides
FBI.
That, yes, Burt Macklin saves the galaxy. Yeah, I would watch that.
I would watch that
I don't,
so quickly.
I haven't seen any
I don't
of
know his galaxy name.
Star-Lord.
Guardian.
Star-Lord.
Star-Lord.
Oh.
Wow.
That's Guardian.
Really original. I mean, I would.
Yeah.
Security or guard. Just that raccoon. You always see the raccoon in the commercials.
Sly Cooper
freaks
was
me out.
A raccoon.
Oh.
Tie back.
Don't throw shade at the raccoon, you're saying?
Exactly.
So yeah, those are the scenes we'd get rid of. Mm-hmm. Not a fan of those.
We'll watch the trailer. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the bad ones. The bad scenes. Get rid of those.
Yeah, all the ones that just made it too long.
Yeah.
Who needs them?
Cut them.
Oh, yeah.
Next couple of questions come from @RED, Ethan.
Yes, she says, favorite last day of school tradition?
Ooh, I don't know about you guys.
Maybe through the years, if you have
in grade school, we would have like a classroom party, kind of like on the last day of school.
That's true. We always had a thing called Field Day.
Ooh.
There's a park nearby, and just everybody was given like different color shirts. We were all on different teams competing in these events, and it was real fun.
Yeah, we had great that, day. But it was called Spirit Day, but it was not on the last day. It would have been lit if it was the last day.
Yeah, we had Field Day, like a few weeks before the end of the
I remember at the very end, you always have a big dance party. And for about 5 years there, I liked to Move It from the Madagascar movies.
The
that was always the Bring the House Down song.
There was this thing in grade school.
Everybody's just getting crazy.
Where like Silly String was a big thing at the end of the year. And then all of a sudden, like there's this whole like, oh, you actually can't have Silly String. It's somehow dangerous.
Yeah.
So then everyone got all mad. And then we didn't have Silly String. And then we were really, really angry fifth graders.
I think the higher you get in education, where like finishing the year is more of an accomplishment,
the less accomplished you feel.
Yeah, like at my high school, like senior year, I literally took my last final and like was walking out with a buddy and was just like,
so this is it.
There you go. I think we had senior send off that was really lame and nobody went to. But
like the only cool thing though that is along those same lines, when you finish your finals as a senior at where I went, like. You go to your car, and because our finals are earlier than everyone, and you just drive around the school and honk your horn.
That's true.
Ours, we had like the last day of school at Ames High School.
Mm-hmm.
It was always like a big old thing. Like, except it's kind of a mess our senior year, but everyone gets there like super early and like camps out in front of the doors, and then you just do nothing all day and just like mess around.
Yeah.
And then, then you have a big countdown with a lot of glitter at the end. Like
for,
it was
for
weird.
Pizzazz.
Do for you a lot of pizzazz? But it was.
Did you guys have any good senior pranks?
Okay, I have a story about this. I'll make it quick though.
Go ahead.
We told our like administration, like, hey, this is what we're going to do, just so they couldn't get us in trouble for it. We literally went up to them and told them we're going to put tents out on the little quad outside, and we're going to have like a camp night, and we're going to.
That's
like
I feel like that's a pretty average one. Yeah.
Roast weenies.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We're going to have a good time. And we did it. We all showed up there. And our like disciplinarian vice principal dude showed up. He's like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, what are you talking about? We're doing exactly what we told you we were going to do.
Yeah.
And they turned the sprinklers on us and called the police.
Nice.
Until we
That's
left.
A nice way to do. Yeah. Ours was super lame. We had to like clear it with our assistant principal or whatever. And it was like, I don't even know, like a barbecue in the quad, and like no, it was like really cold, weirdly, and no one showed up, and it was just like super lame. So I don't know.
Ours, we never did anything. There were like rumors that we were gonna do a thing that I'm not gonna say that appeared in like a Facebook group.
Okay.
And then all like me and a few other people got called to the principal's office.
AJ, like AJ for something Fagan. That
we the ringleader himself, okay. Yeah, AJ no. Fagan.
It was just it was a mess.
A local high school like put a for sale sign on the high school and like apparently like fielded offers and stuff.
Got them.
that's pretty
there was stuff weird with the grades above us though. Like there was one where people like stole tables.
Yeah.
Out of the lunchroom and then got like charged because they stole things. And then there's
another thing
with like this whole like someone put paint in the pipes and that was a mess.
Ooh,
and
that's funny.
Then there's one year where they were saying that they were going to have a water gun fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and like they were really loose lipped about it on purpose.
Mm.
So then all the teachers are like, no, this won't happen. And like, they're all like, oh, it's going to be in this area of the school. And then nothing happened, but like everyone was in that area. It was hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
I think whatever year planking was a thing, a bunch of kids were just planking on the stairs and in the hallways and stuff. Like,
nice.
Got them good.
Dude. But yeah, I don't know.
That was good. All right. Mm. Next question from R.E.D.
Yes. She says, in your opinion, who is the most iconic person you know?
All together?
One,
two, three.
Tim Weber.
Yes. Tim is a friend of ours.
Friend of the show.
And future roommate. Listened. Yes, future roommate next year. We'll have to tell him that we mentioned him. Anyways, yes. I believe Ari herself has dubbed him iconic for whatever reason.
Who knows?
Because
he is iconic.
You just kind of are if you are.
If there's an iconic moment, Tim Weber is involved.
Yeah, he's very, very iconic man. Very spur of the moment, I know.
Always. Living off the cuff.
Yes.
What we like.
But maybe besides Tim, even though he is a very iconic, maybe another person?
Kanye.
An icon?
Someone you know.
Someone
you
know.
Know
you
and Kanye
iconic.
Tight. Why hasn't he been on the show yet?
I don't know
who?
Any icons.
Kanye.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It's a good question.
I can't.
LeVar Ball.
Yeah,
LeVar Ball.
First time he's been mentioned on the show. The
True.
Ball family.
Love that man.
Big Ball brand.
For sure. Right. I don't know. Besides that, I can't really think of anything.
Sean Utley.
Yeah, Sean Utley is very
the other
iconic.
Roommate. Very true.
All right. Our next questions come from Bailey. How do you pronounce the last name?
Gons. I believe. At bgons23 on Twitter. And first time question asker here. she says, what's your favorite school lunch? Ooh, this, yes, maybe elementary school or anytime.
Yeah, grade school, back in the day, I messed around heavily with chicken patties.
Okay.
I literally, like, we had, like, the schedule somehow because I had it all planned out, and my parents were like, AJ, it's chicken patty day.
And that's I was true. My parents hyped. Would, like, alert me when I was
yeah,
chicken
exactly.
Patty.
I'm in the same boat.
I think, I don't know. I didn't have a little yearning for those chicken patties, but
really?
I think the square pizza day, always a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've received some flack for this, but the tomato soup and grilled cheese day, great day.
Rightly received flack.
Great day. Whatever you want to say. Great
we were blessed enough in grade school, like one Friday every month would be Papa John's pizza day.
Oh, wow.
And they would just bring in Papa John's and everyone got
that's
to eat it.
Nice.
Dang. That's pretty sweet.
I know T-Rav day, toasted ravioli, is always a big thing for us. I know when we had hot dogs, it was always the who can bounce it off the floor the highest.
Yes.
That was always a competition.
There was one, I still remember there's this kid
what?
Who did that and it shattered.
Yeah.
Like a hot dog. It looked like it was glass.
Oh,
like the
wow.
way it like broke into like
that's not
six
good.
Or seven different pieces when he threw it at the ground.
Wow.
For
it was
sure.
impressive.
Oh yeah. But then I don't know, in high school we had like a nacho, like every day there was a nacho bar. Mm-hmm. Big fan favorite. Sandwich bar. Big fan favorite. So
I was mostly a bring my lunch kind of guy, though.
Really?
I brought
high
my lunch
school?
Yeah. Every single day.
I
of grade like, school, even, I brought my
oh,
lunch.
Very
all
rarely
time. Yeah.
did I do that.
See, I was a big always school lunch. Smiley fries were good.
Ooh,
oh,
go to.
That's true. Because I never wanted to, also chicken nuggets, great time.
Mm.
I never really wanted to like bring it. I didn't want to put it in my locker, and I didn't want to bring it in my backpack, so I just didn't do it.
Those little tiny cartons of chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That I was my...
For sure. And then freshman year of high school, before Michelle Obama ruined everything.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks. There was a ton of, like, so many ice creams and bar and chocolate bars and stuff. It's great.
It's probably for the best.
No.
Next question from Bailey.
She says,
"Go ahead."
Who is your favorite rapper?
No, it actually says who your favorite rapper is the actual question.
Well, I was, you know, maybe helping her out. I'm going to go with Drake.
Prestige worldwide.
Wow.
Future, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe. Migos?
I don't know. Right now, if I had to pick someone, like Kanye, he makes phenomenal music, doesn't really have bars. Like, that's true. Like, his raps are always weird.
That's very true.
But it was whack.
Mm. Right. Eminem?
No. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm not.
Maybe 10 years ago,
I don't like Eminem.
I'm just saying as a classic.
Okay.
No, thank you. But if I had to pick someone, I don't know, probably Kendrick. Like his new album, I still listen to all the time. Yeah.
I think his most recent album kind of saved him, because before that, I think he was way overrated. I think.
Really?
But with the recent one, I think helped him out a bit. I'll say
interesting.
That. But yeah. Her next question is fave dog breed asking for a friend.
Mine, obviously,
we all know
corgis.
Corgi as well.
I just love corgis. Oh, you too, Joe.
Yeah, corgis are my stuff.
I'm so proud. I like corgis. I don't think I'll ever get one. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe when I'm older. I'm going to roll with bulldogs. English bulldogs.
English? Okay.
They're great.
Yeah, those are cute.
What about the French ones?
Also, Porky Borkers.
Porky Borkers.
Big fan of those.
Any sort.
Any sort. Any Borker, really.
With a little extra pork.
Any doggo. Let's be honest. All doggos are God's gift to the earth. But.
Yes.
Specifically, maybe the Shiba Inu. The Ooh. Doge dog.
The original Doge.
Yes.
OG.
Might have to get one, but.
Yeah, those are cute.
For sure. Pit bulls are slept on. Always.
Yeah, I've always really like pit bulls.
Always been big sweethearts.
I don't get why every. Like, I always see people like.
There's
saying
like,
that they're like, oh, they're,
there's a like a city next to mine that is they you can't have one if you live there. You can't have a pit bull.
That's so strange because like my aunt has one. Aunt, not aunt.
Uh-huh.
And
big sweethearts.
Yeah.
Especially.
It's just the nicest dog.
I know.
Good old Pearl. Major shout out to Pearl.
Pearl. Yes.
So, yeah. Next question from Aaron Marner. Does the state of Missouri now own the rights to SunTrust Park? After the whooping from both Mizzou baseball and the Cardinals?
Yes. I believe the answer is yes.
Yes, because Mizzou's Trey Harris hit the first home run in SunTrust Field, and then the Cardinals just completed the 3-game sweep of the Braves, with the first game being a 10-0 whooping, as Aaron said.
Whooping.
So, I don't know. I guess we have our own Bush South right there.
Yeah,
Bush South.
Nice. And then he had another question that is not... In the outline, I literally had it pasted in there.
Oh, no.
But it was something about how bad would Iowa State softball beat Mizzou softball?
Mm-hmm. Probably wouldn't.
Even though Iowa State softball, major shout out to them. They beat Kansas today.
Hey.
Oh, that's always
so that's
always
worth
good.
A lot.
That's a common ground.
However, their conference and overall record both worse than Mizzou softball.
And
so
SEC softball is unreal.
Yeah.
That's
numbers never lie.
Florida.
So,
we almost beat Florida.
I'll be nice. I'll say Mizzou would win 2-1.
Nice.
How about it?
I appreciate that.
Yep.
All right. Next question comes from Andrew Weber at Andrew B. Weber on the Twitter. What's your favorite thing about living in your house over the summer? Joe, I feel we should hand this off to you since you're going to be the only one that is living in your house over the summer.
Yeah, exactly. Just make me sad about it. It's fine.
Loser.
loser. I don't know. I would probably say the fact that if I ever go out to eat, my family will pay for it.
Very true.
Or just the home-cooked meals.
Or like, oh, we brought home food.
Yeah, hey, do you want some?
I'm going to eat half of it. So yeah.
We have cable at home, which I do not have here, which is nice. MLB Network. Ooh, I long for that.
Very true.
Heidi Watney on Quick Pitch.
You have your own room?
I sort of do. There's a guest room in the basement, and that's where I sleep when I go home.
Now that
you're ditch your room and turn
it
into a real guest room?
Yeah, into a real guest room. There's two little tiny twin beds in there.
So now you're the 20-year-old in the basement, Joe.
Correct.
Yeah. You do realize that, right?
Loving it.
Okay.
Thriving.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was there last summer. Great time.
Mm-hmm.
Similar idea. maybe, I'm pretty low on gas. And then just...
Ooh, I never get that luxury.
Every once in a while. Not all the time. Sometimes.
But I get a lot of other luxuries for sure.
Definitely, it's like, honestly, just the food.
I'm going to Target. What do you need? And I'm like, what do I need?
Yeah. Or go on the grocery store run with them and pick out what you want.
And like, I mean, just the little things that you never realize, like shampoo and that stuff. It, like that stuff gets unlimited. Expensive. And
gets refilled. Just, maybe, maybe, throw the laundry down there and it just
leave a light
happens.
On. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. Just leave a light
on. Utilities. Never thought about utilities when I was a youngin'.
Yeah.
Definitely think about them now.
Oh, easily.
But yeah.
And also, a lot of my friends are home over the summer. That's so, true. I mean, that's always a bonus.
Always fun.
Friends are good.
Got to get away from this Como crowd. I think they're kicking me out. So
that's true. Exactly. So I think we all owe a major shout out to the rents.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wherever they may be.
Exactly.
Our next trio of questions come from Michael Burke at Michael11B. I actually submitted them before we recorded last episode, but I missed them because his Twitter's protected, so like we don't get the notifications. It's a mess. But anyway, here they are. Do you prefer sandals or flip-flops? And then he clarifies the difference is sandals are over the foot, whereas flip-flops are through the toe. Now, I want to say something. This is wrong.
Yes.
Because flip-flops are also over the foot. You can be slides.
See, now I think slides and then flip-flops and sandals are the same thing in my mind.
Like all three?
No, slides are their own thing, and then flip-flops and sandals are just the same.
Really? See, I consider slides a subcategory of the flip-flop.
Okay.
Because you have flip-flop, and then it goes, some people call them thongs.
And down under, that's Australia, they call them thongs.
There. Yep. Okay. And then it's, and then you have slides as well, so it just branches off.
I will take this away. Seeing as how I am currently wearing slides. They're here.
Fake news. They're not on his feet. They're next to his feet.
Okay, well. Anyways.
Some and ones, too.
Yes. Ooh, nice. The best Walmart $3 slide brand.
$3?
Dang. Something like that. And one. Anyways. those are great. But then you can't really have fancy slides. So fancy like leather man flops are always slept. I feel like those are a thing you need to have in your wardrobe. So.
Mm-hmm. But then what about slides. Like the super strappy sandals that it goes like around your heel.
The dad sandals. Two,
yeah, dad
like
sandals.
Like Tevas or whatever.
Where you have to wear long white socks and grill if you're going to wear them. I think it's illegal if you
now,
don't do those
Juan
things.
Likes that move.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he does.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not a fan of those myself.
I don't like the thongs, I'll say, so I don't confuse anyone.
Yes.
The ones that go between the toes.
Those are,
I hate those.
Plus, I always feel like my toes feel like they're always like flexing. Yeah. You know what I mean? To like
they're very
grab
bad
onto
for
them.
Your feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good.
I do not
good
like
thing
them.
I don't like them.
I believe the worst shoe like for your foot made is the heel sandal of the heel flip flops like that some girls wear. Horrible for your foot. Yeah. FYI.
The more you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next question from Michael Burke. Do you think that the state of Iowa should have one pro team in it? Which sport?
If we're picking a sport, I will say NHL expand with the Golden Knights.
I was going
to
say
you have to add an even number.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's going to have to be a new one at some point.
That's the thing. There's not many like the NFL and the NBA. I feel they're very good where they are right now where they don't need another
Maybe.
Team. Plus, I don't know if...
We can just move
Iowa
everyone.
Could sustain it. I think that the best league would probably be MLS.
That's
because I feel
true.
It's like small-ish enough where, and then also kind of weird enough because I think Des Moines is like
that could maybe
kind of wanting want to be hipster-ish, you know. And
see,
MLS
now,
is big with
if
that.
If Des Moines gets the MLS over St. Louis, I will be very mad.
Well, I mean,
I'll be a
even though
blame your own city
that's
for that.
True.
I do.
That's true.
I don't know, but I don't know how well, because I'm assuming it'd be in Des Moines. But
how about
I don't know
an
how
arena
well.
Football team? How about
Ooh,
that?
Yes.
They have one.
There you
what?
Go. So now what is he talking about?
You What's the team name?
The Iowa Barnstormers. Kurt Warner played for him.
Oh, how about that?
So
Hall of Famer in the real football league.
The real see, exactly. It's not a real thing. That's why.
That's true.
So that's
maybe move the Sacramento Kings to Des Moines. How about it?
Yeah.
Would they still be in the West?
Buddy Hield.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Timberwolves are in the West, so
there
it makes
go.
Sense. Mm-hmm. It's just south on 35.
So are the the Pelicans. New Orleans is in the West for whatever reason. So
who knows?
There you go.
And then our final question coming from Michael 11 Burke. Michael 11 B, not mm-hmm. Burke. Blah. What about a Banter Bus podcast Ames edition? Now, this would be neat, but I'm not going to be in Ames that much. So I feel true. We could think about it because mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Ames a few weekends. So, possibly. But then you wouldn't be there, Ethan.
True.
So.
And how are you going to do, you know, what's new, Mizzou or Cards Corner with these Ames people? Yeah,
that's true. These I mean, how Ames are you going to do, yeah. That's a good question. How are you even going to do Cards Corner with just you and I? Because I don't care about the Cardinals.
Oh, I can hold my own in Cards Corner.
There you go. Ethan can hold it down.
That's good.
Definitely.
Yes.
All right. So that does it for our Twitter questions and just about the show.
And until my last episode, it does it for me for months.
Mm. Yeah, August 13th, I believe, is the Sunday where you will
make my triumphant return.
Yes.
In stunning glory.
We're kind of out. We could maybe, I don't know, if you're coming to Columbia for some reason, we could get you in.
Come on.
You will be up here.
I will be.
We could have you, we could see if Skype works. So it might be before that because we have three guest spots we need to fill. We have
maybe
three.
Joe could take
out.
Like one of them.
So Joe could maybe fill one of them. Mm. Two more if you're in Columbia.
So and if you're not, come to Columbia.
Hit us up on Twitter. Mm. At Banter Bus Pod.
Yes.
But our tips of the week, we have squat.
Bagel.
Nothing.
Zero.
Bagel.
Zilcho.
Donut.
Yes. Guys, come on. No, I'm kidding. If you listen to the show, you're doing all you can. I understand. But just if you want a shout out, who doesn't want a shout out? Just flip us a dollar. Think of all the $1 items you do every day. Do you get a shout out for doing those things? No. So
think of all the times you probably just dropped a dollar. Yeah. And you're not hurting.
Think about four quarters. Think about the parking meter, you know. Just think of us like that. And you get a shout out.
Do you know that a nickel gets you 25 minutes downtown Columbia?
Are you serious?
Slept on. Did they think it was a quarter?
I put a nickel in when I was going to Chinese Walk Express.
Okay.
And that's what they gave me. So
nice. There you go. Who knows? Come on, people.
Side note.
Rally the troops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then our tip leader, once again,
reigning supreme
dollar tip.
My mother, Denise.
Major shout out. Great once job. Again. Mm-hmm. And she's gotten for the last.
I don't know if she knew episodes. What she did when she did it, that it would last.
It would
this
be this
long.
Iconic.
Yeah.
She might be.
Yeah, she's iconic. Up there. Going back to that question.
Very true.
Very iconic. Mm-hmm. So that basically does it for the show and basically does it for Joe for the next 12, 13-ish weeks.
Joe, have you prepared a statement of your...
I have not, but I can make one up on the fly.
All right. Bring it on.
My Banter Bus passengers.
I'm gonna
cry.
It
has been my genuine honor and privilege to speak to you for these past...
Hey, dude, you aren't dying.
I'm dying.
He is.
12 episodes. Mm-hmm. I think we're at 12.
Now we're at 12.
I will miss you more than I will miss anything in Columbia, Missouri. Oh. I will try my darndest to fight and grind my way back down Highway 70
Low
and record an episode.
Watch you come back next week.
Yeah, watch
but
me.
But still.
Without further ado, I say thank you and good night.
Oh.
Wow. That was great. Too bad.
It's not,
we're not over yet because we still have to promote our website.
Hey,
should I do it again in like 30 seconds?
No. Okay. BanterB.us, our store.banterb.us, our Twitter at BanterBusPod, our Facebook, which is facebook.com/BanterBusPod. We're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, not Spotify because they're weird with podcasts. I don't know why. But we're basically everywhere. Mm-hmm. So look us up. Find us out there. Our next episode will not be next week. It'll be the week after with our very first ever guest.
Surprise guest.
Surprise
guest.
To be
announced.
To be announced. We know who it
is.
Sleep
on it.
But we're gonna just keep you guessing.
Yeah.
That's how I like to do it.
There you go.
So, Joe, where would I find you on the Twitter?
At JoeJaeger24.
You'd find me, Ethan, at EthanL28.
And I am at AJFagan. That will do it, folks.
For the last time in a long time, goodbye.